And this is the fundamental difference between, I find, anyway, Muslims and Christians as to the authority they give to the book. You can show a person what the Bible says about something, and it may well be the opposite of what he believes. And he looks at that, and he'll say, that's interesting, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't change anything. There's one reason there's one thing. Muslims don't have that. The Quran says it's been settled. I had some Indian friends who were a few years ago, and I met a young Muslim, and he said, did you know the Bible says that Noah lived 950 years? That's ridiculous. And I said, did you know the Quran says the same thing? Where? He opened it up, he showed it, he read it. Oh, it must be true. See, that's the difference between the attitude toward the book that Christians and Muslims have. The final appeal to these authorities, if you can demonstrate from the Quran, that should settle the matter, as far as Muslims are concerned. It doesn't necessarily settle it when you point to the Bible. Okay, and all the questions could go on and on.